Every day this week, WILL is looking at what legalization of cannabis could mean for Illinois and its residents. The State of Cannabis is a collaborative reporting effort by public radio stations across the state. The debate over legalization touches on many thorny issues: criminal justice reform, health care, and balancing a state budget coated in red ink. But it's also an economic issue. From WGLT in Bloomington Normal, Ryan Denham visits a small town in central Illinois where medical marijuana has brought new jobs, new tax revenue, and a hope for more.
Behind a tall security fence and countless coated keypads, the future of the Delavan, Illinois economy is growing under bright lights. There are around 60 workers at this Revolution Enterprises medical marijuana cultivation facility. The 75,000 square foot building does production from start to finish, from seed to packaging. During a recent visit, what's striking is how much of it is done by hand. It's not automated. That means high quality, and that means jobs. Here's Revolution's Senior Vice President for Operations, Todd Sesek.
Obviously, the most care is taken in the grow, but we still have to continue that same delicate care throughout trimming and cure and packaging to get that end product to the customer as high as quality as possible.
The state's medical marijuana program has only around 60,000 patients, but it's injected a lot of life into the local economy in places like Delavan, a town of 1,600, south of Peoria and west of Bloomington Normal. That economic impact could grow with demand if Illinois legalizes recreational marijuana. A report from the Illinois Economic Policy Institute and the Project for Middle Class Renewal at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign forecasts that legalization will create 23,000 new jobs at more than 2,600 businesses in Illinois. Revolution has around 110 employees in Illinois, and Revolution CEO Mark D'Souza says they've already bought 70 more acres in Delavan and want to build another 650,000 square feet of growing and processing space.
I can see that workforce down there on a rotational level being as high as 300 to 350.
City officials say Delavan is already getting over $300,000 in new tax revenue from Revolution, plus another $70,000 for the school district. D'Souza says he sees it as a partnership with Delavan and hopes it'll continue to pay off.
We get a grocery store down there. We get a, you know, maybe even a rotational doctor's office, you know, things that that community has kind of been missing for many years as the economy has kind of waned.
Delavan Mayor Liz Skinner says Revolution has been a good neighbor. Speaking recently on the 21st, Skinner says she has reservations about legalizing marijuana, but thinks it's inevitable.
So if it is going to happen, I would say this. I would certainly want Revolution in our community to be a part of that.
A new report commissioned for the Medical Cannabis Alliance of Illinois found that existing cultivation capacity could meet demand for both medical and recreational use for the first 2 to 4 years. That's space already running or approved by the state. But 5 years after legalization, it says another 1 million square feet of cultivation space would be needed to meet demand from residents and tourists. Delavan isn't the only small town hoping to reap the benefits of expansion. Cresco Labs has a cultivation facility just outside Lincoln in Logan County. City officials there say it employs a few dozen people, though Cresco did not respond to requests for comment. Logan County Board Member Dr. David Hepler sees them as 21st century agriculture jobs.
We've had, like most communities, some losses. A Kroger store had to close, and a bottle plant, which was owned internationally, it's been here for a long time, closed. But, you know, this has been a way to actually create new jobs that weren't there before, but that probably have a long lifespan, but also that, again, fit the culture of this community very well.
There are many unknowns with legalization. The social costs could be more impaired driving, maybe more crashes. Some even speculate about reduced workplace productivity. But in small towns looking for jobs, any jobs, the not-in-my-backyard folks are hard to find. Lincoln Mayor Seth Goodman is also a realtor.
As a matter of fact, I just sold the house located right next to it, and the guy didn't even think twice about it being in his backyard. You know, I mean, it wasn't even something that was even discussed.
He says half the people in his town don't even realize the marijuana facility is there. I'm Ryan Denham.